Order. The time is 3:32 p.m. And apologies for folks that have been waiting because we just got done with the floor, so that's why we're starting a little bit late today. Members present at this time, Representative Sarah Hannon, Representative Dave Tallarico, Vice Chair Representative Greyer Hopkins, Co-Chair Representative John Lincoln, and myself, Representative Tarr. Please let the record reflect that we do have a quorum to do business. Assisting us today is Ms. Debbie Tillinghast, our recording secretary, and our LIO moderator, Douglas Bridges. Thank you so much to both of you for your assistance. If we could ask, please, for folks to silence their cell phones as we get started, we'd appreciate that. We're going to try, in our very limited time of about 28 minutes, to get through two bills. Senate Bill 95, this is the second hearing, so we're going to do the public testimony. And we had, I believe, asked for amendments on this, so I don't believe we do have one amendment. Okay, pardon me. So we'll try and deal with that. And we want to at least get the first hearing for Senate Bill 91 started today, and that way we'll be able to bring it up under bills previously heard in the remaining days of session. So with that, if we could have Senate Bill 95 bill sponsor and staff come forward, please. And I don't know if you have any comments or anything before we go to the public testimony.
I think we pretty well. Madam Chair, this is Senator Coghill, Senate seat B from Fairbanks North Pole area. Thank you for hearing the bill again, and I think we laid it out pretty good, and the public testimony is going to be important, and I think there is an amendment that you will be entertaining, which we have been supportive of.
Excellent. Any questions for the bill sponsor or staff at this time? Okay, then we'll go ahead and open public testimony. We have invited testimony, a few folks here, and I'm going to look for, I don't see John Cook online at this time, or Jim Hunt. Let's see, today we have Jim Kubitz. Mr. Kubitz, are you available?
Yes.
If you could please state your name and affiliation for the record, we'd take your testimony.
Sure. Jim Kubitz, Vice President of Real Estate for the Alaska Railroad. We're just here to answer questions. However, we don't really have a testimony. We're in support of the bill. It's been approved by our board of directors.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Kubitz? Okay. We appreciate you being online to help us out. We also have Andy Donovan. Then he may also, as well as Andy Berend, be online for questions. Is that the case?
That's the case. We're all three of us at the table in case anything comes up.
Okay, and just for folks to know, Andy Donovan is the director of real estate, and so does any member have a question for those folks at this time? Okay, I'm not seeing any questions for you at this time, and I don't see any other individuals signed up online for public testimony. Is there anyone in the room here to provide public testimony? Okay, seeing none, then we will close public testimony. We do have one amendment, and do members have that amendment? We'll take a brief at ease. Everybody. Okay, we're back on the record. We do have an amendment. Representative Tallarico.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move amendment number one, which is labeled 31-LS0678/U.2.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate that very much. And Madam Chair, first I would like to thank the sponsor of the bill, who we'd had these discussions with them, and we wouldn't want to sidetrack Senate Bill number 95. But he has been very courteous and has agreed that we would. This might be an appropriate place for this amendment, Madam Chair. In Tok, they've operated the Tok Shooters Association has basically operated the shooting range over there since around 1976 when they started their trap club. They have via a lease system, DNR. Wasn't comfortable with the lease years ago. Actually did a no-cost lease to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and via the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the Tok Shooters Association was able to lease a piece of state land, which they have turned into a very well-developed shooting range. This lease is approaching 40 years old, I do believe. It's gone on for quite some time. What they have agreed to do, since their lease has expired, is they would like to purchase the property, fair market value purchase of the property from the state of Alaska. And so what this amendment would allow would be for the Department of Natural Resources to convey that to the Tok Shooters Club in consideration of fair market value of the land being conveyed. The land has been, the survey has not been submitted yet, but the land has been surveyed by Matthews Surveying, which was paid for partly via Fish and Game Funds and partly via the Tok Shooters Association. And they are ready to move forward with that. They're out there thinking that they would really like to purchase this. This seems to be probably the best resolution to this situation. It's kind of interesting that over the course of the years, the range has not only supplied the Shooters Association with a very safe and important place to shoot, but it's also been functional and has been utilized for qualification and practice for the Department of Fish and Game, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the state troopers, and the Bureau of Land Management have actually utilized this range, and they've also done hunter safety classes, and they do bow hunting qualification there as well. So, Madam Chair, if the committee would, I would like the support of the committee to add Amendment Number 1 to SB 95. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Tallarico. Are there any questions for the maker of the amendment? Representative Hannon.
Thank you. Through the chair, Representative Tallarico, can you tell me why DNR hasn't wanted to continue the lease and whether the title of this bill will accommodate a DNR sale of land as opposed to the title of the bill, which is Railroad Transfer of Land?
Thank you. And through the chair, Representative Hannon, you know, I wish I could actually explain to you why DNR doesn't want to continue with the lease. DNR may have some idea, but I don't believe they actually do. I know that the lease arrangement, which seemed to be kind of right at the time, seems a little bit awkward to do a no-cost lease from the Department of Natural Resources to another state department in order for the Department of Fish and Game to actually turn around. And really, it's a sublease at this point because it goes from one department to another and over to the Tok Shooters Association. So I wish I could answer that question for sure. But I do think that with the establishment and the operation, I'd say the very safe and traditional operation of the shooting range, I know the Tok Shooters Association, which has over 150 members, is very anxious to continue that. They've actually put structures on the land. It's a gated piece of property for entrance. And like I say, they provide those safety classes and shooting opportunities for everyone over there. And they will then be responsible for all of the liability for the shooting range. That will, and they are certainly ready to do that.
Any follow-up question, Representative Hammond?
Thank you, through the chair. The title question?
I'm sorry.
I mean, the title of the bill is Railroad Transfer of Property.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And through the chair, Representative Hannon, we actually have a resolution prepared, a concurrent resolution that has to accompany a bill that has a title change. So we have a resolution ready to go along with this if the amendment was adopted to accommodate the title change.
Thank you. Will we be able to hear from the department?
We do not have individuals from DNR online at this time.
There's one sitting in the room.
Yes, the ledge liaison was indicating not here to testify or provide any input on that.
I would really like to support my colleague's amendment, but I have a number of questions. Having most recently dealt with a survey question in a bill that I'm sponsoring, I want to make sure that our survey has been vetted. I want to know how many other similar situated Shooters Association and shooting ranges across the state, because of course Tok isn't the only Shooters Association that has had a relationship with lease land from the state under a zero cost lease. And so I guess I want to know whether Tok will be the one and then next year we're going to see a bill for nine others, or whether this is the only one and it's unique in its situation, because I know across the state there are a number of shooters associations who operate on state leased lands, and I just want to understand it a little more clearly before I vote to support. You know, I think every community in Alaska needs a safe, monitored shooting range with a community and buy-in. Literally here, though, we're talking about a physical, not just an emotional buy-in and support for a community, but money changing hands. And I want to understand the potential of how many other properties we would be looking at. Because if we sell one to one association, I assume every other gun safety association in the state that's operating on state leased land is going to want a similar remedy.
Thank you, Representative Hannon. I do want to recognize Representative Senator Sponholz has joined us a few minutes ago. Senator Bishop is in the audience, and the speaker has been here since we began, and I apologize that I failed to recognize you initially. We have a challenge with that request, Representative Hannon, because we do not have an individual from DNR online, and we have about 2 more minutes to work on this particular piece of legislation today. And I am wondering if that would be something that you would be able to do if we move forward, and because this wouldn't be the final stop for the bill, of course, it would come to the floor. I'm hearing this is a friendly amendment from the bill sponsor, and I'm seeing confirmation of that. And so apologies for the unusual situation, but I'm comfortable and would like to remove my objection. And so
I'm going to object.
Okay. Ms. Tillinghast, can you please call the roll?
Representative Hannon?
No.
Representative Hopkins?
Yes.
Representative Asmussen is not here. Representative Rauscher is not here. Representative Sponholz?
Yes.
Representative Talarico?
Yes.
Representative Tuck is not here. Representative Lincoln?
Yes.
Yes. So by a vote of 5 yeas and 1 nay, amendment number 1 is adopted. That brings the bill back before us as amended. Thank you, Representative Talarico. And I'm going to reopen public testimony. Dave Stancliffe. Mr. Stancliffe, are you online? We have just very limited time, but would love to give you the opportunity to provide testimony.
Thank you. Members of the committee and Madam Chair, this is Dave Stancliffe from Tok, Alaska, and I've been involved with the shooters for 30 years, and the range certainly was before my time. I understood the question about DNR, and I can give a little bit of insight as to why DNR was uncomfortable with the lease. The shooter's range has a great many thousands of dollars of improvements. They've had some vandalism, some destruction, some parties, and some use of the range that was unauthorized. So they put up a gate, and they have a combination that people can unlock the gate that are members of the shooters or get permission from the shooters to use the range. DNR said because it was on public property, they were uncomfortable with having the gate locked and not having full public access. So that was one of the reasons that they were uncomfortable, partially due to the liability, and would prefer to have the liability with Tok shooters. And that's why the transaction makes sense from a liability standpoint. Thank you very much for letting me speak.
Thank you, Mr. Stancliffe. Appreciate that insight. Do we have any questions for the testifier? Okay, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and close public testimony again. That brings Senate Bill 95 back before the committee. Is there any committee discussion?
Okay, well, I just
Okay. Seeing no discussion, I would entertain a motion. Oh, Representative Hannon.
I guess I just need to reiterate on the record, because I was speaking to it as an amendment, but I would like to be able to support this on the floor. I cannot unless I get some information about. I know that my family is a member of two similarly situated, I believe, but now I need to go look at the leases for both the Cooper Landing Shooting Club and the Craig Shooting Club that are not in city limits, and I believe they are Fish and Game DNR leases. And I know that if we've got one that's transferring for zero cost, they both have buildings, they have gates, very similarly situated, and I'm going to guess that constituents and interested parties are going to ask for a similar resolution, and I guess I'm curious as to whether DNR is only cracked down on Toke with a gate, or whether every sporting club on state land across the state that has exercised some prudent jurisdiction of the buildings and securing the facilities will be coming to the end of their leases in the near future. So I'd like to be able to support this bill, but those are my concerns.
Okay, thank you very much, Representative Hannon. Is there an objection to moving the bill then?
I'm going to object, but.
Okay. Pardon me. I got a little ahead of myself. Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Bill 9531-LS0678/U as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Hearing no objection, then, this bill will move from committee. And because we are so limited on time, we are not going to take an at ease. We will just continue on. Thank you so much, and thank you for being flexible with our schedule. Next up is Senate Bill 91, or pardon me, Senate Bill, or no, it is Senate Bill 91. Yes, it's House Bill 99, but Senate Bill 91, an unfortunate number to end up with for any bill, I'm sure, at this point. Thank you very much. Speaker Edgman.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Committee members, it is not that Senate Bill 91. Let me just start by saying that. Representative Bryce Edgman for House District 37. Very quickly, essentially the bill before you allows a local utility based in Dillingham to get authority necessary to go into a nearby state park and to explore the feasibility of an in-river hydro project. The location of the project is some 65, 70 miles northeast of Dillingham. The bill before you allows the current statutes around the park itself to be amended. And Madam Co-Chair, that in a nutshell is what the bill proposes to do, and I'm available to answer any questions or certainly come back at another time for the committee.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the bill sponsor at this time? And we do have the presentation that shows the location of this. We had heard this bill in fisheries, and just as I understand it, to add a little bit to what was just said, this is a natural, basically, spot because of the flow in the river, so it's kind of an unusual and great opportunity in that, and that other locations have previously been tested and did not provide the same kind of opportunity. Now this new location could provide that opportunity, but the legislation is necessary for that to happen.
That's correct, Madam Chair.
Any questions? We do have one individual online. Ricky Gies from the State Parks, if you want him to weigh in.
I think Mr. Hemshoot from the utility may be online as well.
Okay. I'm not seeing, unless it's under, I'm not seeing Mr. Hemshoot, unfortunately. But Mr. Gies, was he to answer questions or?
I believe so, Madam Chair.
Okay. Does anyone have any question for Mr. Gies, the Director of Alaska State Parks? Okay, not seeing any. And so at this time, we have this bill introduced, and I think what we would ask members to do so that we have the opportunity to move it forward, this is a Senate bill that's come over, so been fully vetted through that body, and so if we want the opportunity to try and get it through our body, we'd like to be able to move on it in our next meeting. So what might be unusual is we might do public testimony and amendments in the same meeting given the late time in the session. And so we would just ask members to be prepared. At this time, we have a meeting scheduled on Friday, but of course that may be flexible. We may have to be flexible with that. And so if you could just consider the 1 p.m. deadline tomorrow for amendments for this particular legislation, that way if we next chance we get, we'll be ready to go. No other questions? Okay, thank you, Mr. Speaker. So then that completes our work for today. This is why I always say don't give up 20 minutes if you don't have to. We can get a lot done. And we will, if there's no other business to come before the committee today, again, on Friday, we are scheduled to have a meeting at the regular time on the PFAS presentation. And for members, just as a reminder, the two bills we have that we're currently working on, Senate Bill 91. So again, we've just announced the amendment deadline for that. And then we still have House Bill 116 from Representative Story on the leases that we're midway in that. And if we had time, we may try to find an opportunity to fit that in as well. Okay. Thank you so much. And with that, we are adjourned at 3:52 p.m.